It's been an interesting week in China-Taiwan relations. Just a year ago, China made statements threatening a possible invasion of Taiwan if Taiwan elected a pro-independence leader. The hostile statements increased when Taiwanese ignored that warning and elected Chen Shui-bian as president. But the tension gradually has lessened. On Tuesday this week, ships from Taiwan made the first legal direct journey from Taiwanese-held islands to mainland China. And yesterday, in an interview with the Washington Post, China's senior foreign policymaker suggested Beijing was willing to be more flexible on the issue of one China, something that in the past it has demanded that Taiwan accept. Joining us now from Beijing is NPR's Rob Gifford. Rob, do the events this week in any way signal a substantive shift in policy by either Taiwan or China?
Well, substantive is a rather difficult word to use in this part of the world. I think it does show a certain shift on both sides, though. For Taiwan's part, allowing these ships to go from the Taiwanese-held islands to the mainland really does amount to a major change. It's symbolic for sure, but it could well lead to further substantive changes. For the Chinese part, I think over the recent months, we've seen a gradual shift towards a much more friendly policy towards Taiwan. They've eased off on their hardline rhetoric of last year. Of course, they allowed those boats to come earlier this week. But I think most importantly, in his interview yesterday, Chen Qichun, the sort of gray eminence of China's foreign policy, he's no longer foreign minister, but he still carries a lot of weight in foreign policy circles. He said he talked about this issue of one China. One China is the sticking point. Beijing says Taiwan must accept that there is only one China. But in the past, China has insisted that that one China was the People's Republic of China, with Beijing as its capital. What's happened now, Chen Qichun said in this interview yesterday, that there is now a little bit more flexibility in defining one China. It sounds like a very semantic point, but it's very important.
One idea that's been about in the past has been the notion of creating some sort of China Federation. Are you saying that Beijing could now go in that direction?
Well, in this interview, Chen Qichun said anything could be discussed in response to that question. But the problem with this whole idea, whatever Chen Qichun says that it can be discussed, is that out in the western part of China, you've got two huge great parts of China which also might want to see something a bit looser. The Tibetans and the Muslims in northwest China, many of them do not feel part of China at all. And I think, quite rightly, Beijing fears that if it moved towards any kind of looser confederation like that and then started to give those western parts some kind of more autonomy, that could well spiral into some kind of greater demands for independence. And they're just not willing to consider even the possibility of that.
What about the timing of these developments? We have a new administration coming into the White House. China perhaps is sending a signal here.
Oh, I think they're definitely sending a signal. I think there's no coincidence with the timing of these statements. And I think, you know, it's a good signal for the incoming Bush administration. China is clearly saying, despite some of the conflicts we've got on other issues, we do really want to work with you. And especially we want to work with you on the issue of the Taiwan Straits, which really is the main problem at the moment in the U.S.-China relationship. Having said that, though, there are still major conflicts, as I say. George W. Bush in the campaign came out very much in favor of national missile defense and theater missile defense, two things that China strongly opposes. And Mr. Bush in his campaign also talked of China as a strategic competitor, in direct contrast to the Clinton administration talking about China as a strategic partner. So I think there's still a lot to be worked out there, but generally I think it's encouraging signs.
The Bush name, of course, is familiar to many officials in China. His father, George Bush Sr., was a diplomatic envoy in the early 70s to Beijing.
That's right. And George W. Bush actually visited China when his father was here in the 70s. And this sort of highlights, I think, some of the contradictions that will become clear during the Bush administration, because traditionally the Republican Party has been much more hardline on China. You have people, of course, like Jesse Helms, who do want to be quite tough with China. But I think that the personal relationships going back to the 70s, and George Bush Sr., as you say, is really friend of China number one, I think that will help to smooth the relationship, certainly, as Mr. Bush settles into office in his first few months.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Noah.
NPR's Beijing correspondent, Rob Gifford.